We gather here today to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s massive impact on our society. He proved that nonviolence and the unarmed truth was the most effective reform strategy. What unites us is the memory of a man in his dream. Look around you. We are his dream. We are united across color lines, neighborhoods, religious groups, because like Dr. King says, we all came here on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now. We are a very diverse group. Look at the people around you. Look at them. Isn't it beautiful to be in the presence of so many different people?
Yes!
Dr. King said, at the center of nonviolence stands the principle of love.
Yes.
I think that if Dr. King were alive today, he would be outraged. His dream seems to be as much a reality today as his nightmares. Because even though we live in a more racially integrated time, people are still fighting each other. But people don't fight because they are bad. They fight because they are frustrated. They're frustrated because they are surrounded by systemic injustice. I believe that my high school experience is surrounded by injustice and frustration. The Philadelphia School District suffers from a deadly dropout rate of 50%. That's extremely unjust. The incident at South Philadelphia High School is unjust. A school being set on fire by frustrated students is unjust. A student at my school being slashed in the face with razor blades is unjust. Sayre High School students being called rioters and crack babies by the media and adults is unjust. Dr. King said, a riot is the language of the unheard. So are we letting our students be heard? More importantly, are our schools teaching our students to speak out? Is our administration encouraging our students to speak out? I remember in ninth grade when my teacher asked my class, who wants to go to college? Over 80% of my class raised their hands. The rest of my class was just interested in trade school. But now, there are only about 15 students from my ninth grade class when I left, when there were 40 students originally. So the question is, what happened to the rest of the students? Injustice happened. We need to ask ourselves, if a class was originally full of students who want to go to college, then that population was cut in half, did those students just give up? They were pushed out after numerous suspensions and other punitive actions. That is proof of systemic violence. Dr. King said, law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Our social progress is indeed being blocked. I came into a high school system where 50% of the students drop out. Until I joined this Philadelphia Student Union, I didn't realize that there are public schools in Philadelphia that are peaceful. In this organization, students from all over the city come together peacefully. That was a culture shock to me. We come together for a common goal, and we identify the issues we face to get to the root causes of systemic inequality. Dr. King said, peace is not only the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. Dr. King also said, we who engage in nonviolent direct action are not the creators of tension. We merely bring to the surface what is hidden tension that is already alive. My tension lies in my desire for my little brother and my little sister to be in a great school. I want them to be immersed in a school community when they push their mind to the limit day by day and learn how to be leaders. So I want you to think about these kinds of schools. I want you to learn from the stories of the people who will be speaking here today. Because a movement begins with the telling of untold stories. I want you to meet people's negativity and stereotypes with courage and clarity. I want you to reject violence in your words, actions, and thoughts. I want you to bring your community together and identify the root causes of violence and injustice. And I want you to stand up against injustice. Will you stand with us? Yes.